I'm Henry Wilson from Western Springs, Illinois, and I'm a sophomore in the School of Business.
My name is Charlie Yu. I'm a junior in electrical engineering, and I grew up in The Hague in the Netherlands.
I'm Kevin Potts. I'm the secretary for the group. I'm from Rockford, Illinois, and I'm a junior in integrative biology.
Afternoon, everybody. My name is Ryan Paroline. I'm a senior in psychology from the town of Addison, Illinois. It's a western suburb of Chicago, and I am the vice president of this group.
I'm Max Willis. I'm a sophomore in electrical engineering, and I'm from Omaha, Nebraska.
I'm Ben Deese, and I'm a sophomore in economics, and I'm from Los Angeles, California.
I'm Zachary Schmidt. I'm from the good city of Rockford, Illinois, and I'm a senior in physics.
I'm Paul Zhang. I'm a junior in computer engineering. I'm from Nanjing, China.
Well, I am Joe Eric. I am from Frankfort, Illinois. I am a junior in animal sciences.
Thank you all.
So the big question for me is, what did Larry DeBrock do to have to follow that group to the podium?
He can handle it. He can handle it. Where are you going?
He left.
Hiding. He's hiding.
He had the good sense to run away.
I ran away. Oh, we're ready. Well, thank you. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to come to talk to you today about a subject that's very near and dear to my heart, and that's the College of Business here at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign. This picture shows you that we're approaching a rather large benchmark date. That is, our 100th anniversary is coming up pretty soon. The picture here is from, could you go back once? Just quickly. I'll be quick. This building was one of the first pictures from the College of Business back when we first started, and it was in a building called the Commerce Building. I only bring that up because the Commerce Building is now known as the Henry Administration Building, which houses the President's Office and the Office of the Board of Trustees today. We moved from that building to today's state-of-the-art instructional facility. We opened this building in 2008. It's a business instructional facility. If you haven't had a chance to visit it, I urge you to go take a look at it. It's an exceptional location on campus. It's really quite nice.
We'd be happy to trade back.
Yeah. We built the building, as I said, we opened it in 2008. The building, when we built it, is basically, we told the architect we wanted the building to be a green building. It was going to be the first green building on campus. I think he's around here somewhere. Avijit Ghosh was the dean of the College of Business at the time, and Avijit said to the architect, I want it to be a LEED Silver building. And the architect went about the business of building the building, and in the end, when the LEED people came to certify the building, they said it's not silver. It's not even gold. They gave us the highest certification to get LEED Platinum, one of only 15 buildings in the state of Illinois at the time that was LEED Platinum. It's an exceptional facility. It was built with no state money. Avijit, again, thank you for a lot of hard work with our alumni and our friends. Next slide. We have gone now to a business school that indeed is a world-class business school. We have alums in all 50 states, 115 countries. We have about 60,000 living alumni currently, the majority of them in the state of Illinois, and over on the side you can see most of those that are in the state of Illinois are actually in Chicago. Our undergraduate program has about 2,900 undergraduates. We take about 580 high school seniors into our freshman class. It's very competitive. We had over 3,700 applications this year for those 580 slots. It means it's quite competitive. The ACT score is pushing 30 for that incoming class. The next slide shows us our graduate student population. We have about 1,000 graduate students. So most of those are master's students, a little under 100 PhD students. If you think about it, I showed you we had 3,000 undergraduates. The campus has about 30,000 undergraduates. We have 1,000 graduate students. The campus has about 10,000 graduate students. So basically, the College of Business is like a 10% cut of the campus in general.